With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. A shooter dressed in black killed at least two people and wounded eight others at Brown University on Saturday during final exams on the Ivy League campus, authorities said, as police searched for the suspect. Reporter Bernie Bennett has this developing story.
The Ivy League school in Providence, Rhode Island issued an active shooter alert and urged students and staff to take shelter Saturday, the second day of final exams. Police say the suspect is a male in dark clothing who was last seen leaving the building. Police did not immediately release details about the victim's conditions. Mayor Brett Smiley says agencies across the region are helping with the investigation.
We have all available resources, and as the governor mentioned, he's in touch with governors in other areas as well. This will be an ongoing investigation. Obviously, FBI, ATF, Providence Police, Brown Police are all actively investigating this as we speak.
Bernie Bennett reporting.
Days of torrential rain are causing unprecedented river flooding and pressure on levees in Washington state. Jennifer King reports.
What's described as an atmospheric river is causing historic flooding in Washington state, stranding families, washing over roads and bridges, and cutting off a border crossing to Canada.
This is something that the people of the state of Washington have not faced before, this level of flooding.
Washington Governor Bob Ferguson spoke at a news conference in Tukwila Friday afternoon.
The situation is extremely unpredictable.
The governor says he's grateful to President Trump, who has signed an emergency declaration. I'm Jennifer King.
Floodwaters are receding across western Washington today, easing pressure on levees and allowing cleanup to begin in Sagatt Valley. Officials warn rivers remain high and more rain is expected later this weekend. Comedy icon Dick Van Dyke is celebrating his 100th birthday today. He hit the century mark some six decades after he sang and danced with Julie Andrews and Mary Poppins. This is SRN News. A lot of pastors are using AI.
According to a new study from Exponential, just about two-thirds of men are employing artificial intelligence to help them write their sermons. ChatGPT is the favorite. These numbers are sparking some concern amongst church leaders, especially on the question of accuracy and plagiarism. Supporters and developers of the technology say those obstacles can be overcome. Meanwhile, even in congregations where the pastor doesn't use AI, it is often being used for bookkeeping and other tasks. Michael Harrington reporting.
Some legal experts predict the Ten Commandments will be before the Supreme Court again soon. At least a dozen states have considered proposals that would require the posting of the Decalogue in public school classrooms, with Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas mandating their display in 2024 and 2025. And legal challenges have led to them mandating their display. This is SRN News. Questions about aviation safety are dogging a massive defense bill. That's before Congress. Jennifer King has the story.
The 3,000-page National Defense Authorization Bill was passed Wednesday by the House, but senators are pushing for changes. Federal crash investigators and victims' families warned that provisions in the legislation would make flying less safe. The bill currently allows military helicopters to fly without broadcasting their locations, which would undo reforms put in place after January's deadly collision between a passenger plane and a military helicopter over Washington, D.C. Jennifer King, Washington.
If you're feeling overwhelmed by the pressure to spend money on gifts, parties, and travel this holiday season, you are not alone. The time of the year marked as the most wonderful can quickly become stressful. And that's especially true now. To avoid putting additional pressure on yourself, just be mindful of how you spend. More details at srnnews.com.